We speak about the Jewish Brigade, and that's about 5,000 chaps in the outfit, but there were about 30,000 local people who served in the British forces. I don't know a case in history where a part of a nation that wasn't really a nation, from an area which wasn't their own country or government, became an expeditionary force to fight the Nazis in order to defend something what is called the Jewish nation in the diaspora. The home we had was not our home, not fully anyhow. And before we had a home, we moved abroad to fight for a nation that was broken up and scattered all over the globe with not a chance in life to stand up and fight. Why is this issue so vital? It is because the whole future of the State of Israel was hinged on Central and Eastern European Jewry coming over. And with a murder of 6 million, Hitler virtually delivered a death blow to the Jewish state on the way. I met a German general. He was sick, wounded rather. He didn't know I'm Jewish, so he said, as far as the Allies are concerned, we lost the war. And in case you happen to be Jewish, as far as you people are concerned, we won the war. Some people who came from Europe said that they had rumors on the German wireless that all the Jews can do is go into service units. And we felt very badly about it, because the British wouldn't let us join a fighting unit. They refused to teach us the brain gun, because it's a modern weapon. They refused to teach us handling of mines and hand grenades and mortars, because they said, now, when these chaps will come back, they'll use it against us. So why teach them? Well, during the period where we stayed in the Western Desert, we salvaged mortars and all sorts of things from the dumps. We somehow managed to recondition these things and teach ourselves how to handle them. And we used them. Eventually, with Dr. Weizmann, through Winston Churchill, they said that sometimes in 1944, that they agreed to form the Jewish Infantry Brigade Group as a fighting formation. This was formed, and we were trained accordingly for it. I know of our battalion. I don't think there was a single man who didn't volunteer to join any commando anywhere under the sun, provided he had a chance to fight. And we earned Churchill's citation to the Jewish Infantry Brigade Group. Our citation said, if you know Winnie's words, we got to the Jewish Infantry Brigade Group who fought in a front line with courage. We moved over minefields, which we didn't clear, and when they were short of artillery, we moved without it. And somebody from the Honorable Artillery Company who supported our battalion said that since the days of El Alamein, he does not remember a case of chaps moving into the attack and they sing. So we have fulfilled our own war aims of this little group. And this was to fight the Nazis as a man, to fight the Nazis as a Jew, to establish contact with what is left of Jewry after the Holocaust, and to form a nucleus for a future Jewish military force. Now, these four aims were fully completed, because on this was established Israeli Defense Forces. In what was supposed to have been a death blow by the murder of 6 million, gave a new life to the Jewish state.